Hello, and welcome to Teacher Talk Radio Hour. I'm your host, Julianne Lowry. Today on our show, we're talking and discussing why people become teachers in the first place. And what kind of resilience do they need in order to go from just surviving to thriving? Here with me today is my mom, Kelly Kroll, and she's actually going to be interviewing me, your host. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, let's get started.
Well, first, why have you chosen to become a teacher, and do you see it as a calling?
Well, I became a teacher a couple years ago, 3 years ago. In fact, I'm starting my third year. I work in downtown LA and I teach kindergarten. And before that, I did a lot of different jobs, from just dispatching to working in food as a server to going to school and then becoming even a mom. And all of those things really showed me how I love being with people. I love teaching and seeing how kids can get excited to learn something. But really, when I was growing up, one thing I loved to do was sit on the edge of my bed and pretend I was giving a speech or a sermon, especially after I read my Bible. And I thought that, you know, I had such a way of putting words together and empathizing and connecting with people that I knew I needed to be a teacher. And once I had my kids, it solidified, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So I do think it's a calling. That's for my personality and all of it.
Definitely. Working with children. And part of that is it takes quite a bit of stamina and resiliency working with children, a lot of preparation. So how do you maintain that resiliency and that connection with your classroom and community?
That's a really good question. And it does, I think even as a parent, I've come to learn that you have to be resilient in life in order to just be a whole person. And what I do within my classroom is I make sure, first and foremost, that my home life is well connected. And so I make sure on a continual basis that I am connecting with my kids and spending quality time with them, as well as spending quality time with my husband, Joe, and that we're stable. And, you know, as you know, Mom, I have been divorced and I've gone through emotional ups and downs, and it really can, when you're outside of your career is not going well, it will affect your career. And so as a teacher, I've learned that my life at home has to be stable, and I really need to have my community at home. And then I can bring such a great emotional health and physical health and mental health into my classroom because my home life is really good. The second thing that I do really well at, or have learned to do well at, is balance. You know, in life, yes. Even with your job, you realize that it's easy to take your work home and kind of spend the whole weekend, really, if I wanted to, working on things or even evenings. And I have set myself up with a very disciplined time frame that I can dedicate this much time to my classroom on the weekends or after, but the rest of the time needs to be with my family or even with myself so that I get my own personal time to reflect. So that's how I deal with just being resilient in taking care of myself so that I can come into my classroom whole, connected, and balanced.
Yes, and balance is really a key in a career. Otherwise, your career and your education can consume you, and then that causes burnout.
Especially in teaching. I mean, there's just always something to do.
Right.
Or be done.
And it's always evolving and changing. Well, have you ever been any significant cultural beliefs or experiences that you've influenced your desire to become a teacher?
Well, growing up, I mean, we're a Caucasian or white family, and I do see how we are privileged in terms of just, I haven't had to experience maybe some of the different things that other cultures and friends have experienced, that's for sure. But I think for me, one thing that's been really important as a teacher is seeing how it is my job to teach history and social studies, and I really have an obligation, I feel, to make sure that I'm educating my students about the past of the United States, at least, and just where we come from and how not everything is equitable. Maybe we have equal access to education, but things are not equitable, and students are not always given the right scaffolds to reach the same goals as other students are. And so for me, becoming a teacher, I really realized that I do want to make sure that even my own children at home or my students in the classroom get a well-rounded understanding of what social injustices have occurred in life, and that one thing as a teacher is we get to raise up the next generation and influence them in these specific positive ways. And I have a lot of power in my hands, and I want to do as much good with that power as I can and plant those seeds. And that's why I want to be a teacher, and that's why I am one. I get to plant seeds and try to help them grow and then move them on to the next class and hope that those continue growing.
Right, and that's actually a really good point, because as a young adult, I think you've noticed more social injustice as you're growing, especially in your career and working with ESL students.
Yes.
That these are definitely, you can create a richness of history, of cultures, and that cultures can be different. But that's okay. That's the wonder of it all.
Well, and I like to bring in books in my classroom, especially so that I can talk about different cultures, especially that reflects not only the students in my class, but also other cultures that we're going to come into within our communities. And I remember growing up, there wasn't a lot of diversity within our classrooms when it came to curriculum or books. And some of my friends would make comments like, hey, you know, there's no Spanish books in here, or there's nothing that talks really about the holidays that other people and other cultures celebrate. And, you know, when you start to really realize, wow, that's totally true. And you realize that, you know, as a teacher, we can do better. And this is a great platform. Teaching is the perfect platform to change society in a positive way.
Right, exactly. And then how might your current educational philosophy have impacted your own educational experience?
Growing up, I think I did pretty well. I think I always had good grades, right?
Right.
You didn't really worry about me.
Excellent grades.
And but I think that for myself, because you didn't worry about me, I wasn't pushing myself as hard as I could have. And so one thing I noticed is that students who were really pushed hard at home often got really good grades, and then the teachers would favor them sometimes. And I remember kind of giving up a little bit, like, well, if they're not going to call on me, or if you know, being an introvert especially isn't something that's going to be praised, that was really hard. And so I've taken those experiences and moved those into my educational philosophy, where I want to make sure that I'm calling on all of my students, mm-hmm. Or providing a platform for them to be heard, and to make sure that there's no favoritism in the classroom, that each student is going to bring a different perspective in, and they're going to be able to guide the conversations and the learning in different ways. What I really love about today, teaching today, is this growth mindset idea that every student is capable of learning. It might look different. It might take a little longer. It might be a roundabout way, but every student is going to learn, and they can. There's not some fixed rate or some fixed place that they can be at. There's no cap. And my expectations of my students need to maintain really high expectations, because they're going to strive even more the higher I have expectations of my students. And so those are things that I just kind of work in my philosophy from, you know, remembering what my childhood was like growing up.
Right, and just being empathetic in that students come from different backgrounds, different connection, different family background, different communities.
Absolutely. You never know what's happening at a child's home.
Exactly.
And so you want to make sure that you are creating a nurturing and caring environment that really says, hey, I see you, and I know that you're not just here to learn. You're also here to get that social emotional learning and connection. And that if I'm not connecting emotionally with my students, they're not going to learn in my classroom.
Right.
Because we are building a whole child, not just, you know, math and science. It's so much more than that.
And that you want to instill in them the love of learning.
Absolutely. You know, as long as a child has a love for learning and they know how to learn, that's the main goal, in my opinion, is that they can go on and read a book and learn, and they can move forward in life because they like to learn and because they know how to learn. And that's what's most important, in my opinion.
Right.
Well, I think this wraps up our time. So thank you for joining me, Mom.
Of course. Excellent.
You've been listening to Teacher Talk Radio Hour. I'm your host, Julianne Lowy. Until next time.